نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام على عمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام، من هذه الأيام العشرة. قالوا: يا رسول الله، ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. رواه البخاري. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح ربي زدني علما. Believing brothers and sisters in Islam, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds, Rabbuna, our Lord, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Ibrahim, the Lord of Ismail, the Lord of Ishaq, the Lord of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We praise and we thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has yet extended our lives, my dear respected brothers and sisters, for us to see another Jum'ah, another blessed day, Sayyidul Ayyam. Alhamdulillah, we have taken bath, we have come to the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us dearly, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us abundant rewards for coming into His holy house with the intention of performing the Jum'ah Salah. Of course, upon the meals, it is something that which is compulsory. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْأَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ. Leave off trade at this point in time and come towards the musalla, come towards the masjid and perform Jum'ah Salah. My dear respected listeners, we must always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only out of His kindness that He rewards us. It is only out of the kindness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us blessings. For nothing is compulsory upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is compulsory upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not need to create us. When we were not here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not decrease in status in the least. When we came about, human beings, humankind, the creations of the heavens and the earth, it did not increase Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ahad and He is Samad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is one and He is independent. He does not need anyone to praise Him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be praised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Jabbar, He is Al-Mutakabbir. He is the one who is deserving to be haughty. He is the one who is deserving of pride and that type of esteem. My dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to see any of His servants have that quality of being Jabbar and being Al-Mutakabbir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to see that. And my dear respected listeners, however, out of the kindness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He places us in a scenario whereby He makes it possible that out of His kindness, He will give us a lot of rewards. And we always have to appreciate the favors of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand that it is a ni'mat from Him. Understand it, that is a favor of Almighty Allah, and it is nothing that we are doing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to repay us with anything. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to repay anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to give dues to anyone. Nor can anyone stand up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that I have done this for you, I have done this for your religion, so therefore you give me what I deserve in return. My dear respected listeners, on the contrary, The commentators have mentioned that those traditions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which mentions that if a man were to believe in Allah, then wajabat lahu al-jannah, that jannah becomes wajib for him. Of course, this is only out of the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it does not mean that if you do this and you do that, then only because of these things, then you will get jannah. Of course, these things also have a part to play with regards to a'mal, but it is solely because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, because of His rahmat, my dear respected listeners. And then of course the asbab regards to our a'mal, we will enter into the jannah inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected listeners, He has blessed us whereby we are living in Ashhurul Hajj, the months of Hajj. After the blessed month of Ramadan, immediately after, alhamdulillah, the months of Hajj began. And those people who wanted to ban their ihram for Hajj, they could have done so after the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind to the believers, my dear respected brothers and sisters. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind to the idol worshippers, why will He not be so kind to us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind to us. We just have to look at the favors of Almighty Allah. And why are we keep reiterating this, my dear respected brothers and sisters? When we look at the favors of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, we will be very grateful to Him. When we look at the favors of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, we will not want to look next door. When we look at the favors of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, words of our ungratefulness would not come out of our lips, my dear respected brothers and sisters, and tongues. And this is what the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that we as Muslims, we have to put our minds in a certain frame, and we are not allowed to take it out of that framework. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He has taught us that concerning deeds and concerning the akhirat, look at those who are higher than us. Concerning piety, look at those who are higher than us. Look at those who are coming to masjid more than us. Look at those who do more dhikr than us. Look at those who fast more, do more optional fast than us. Inshallah, we will be successful. Because why? This is concerning the akhirat. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He has allowed us to look at those who are ahead of us. Alhamdulillah. What will it do? It will encourage us, my dear respected brothers and sisters. We see someone reading Quran, as soon as they enter into the masjid, they perform 2 rakat of tahiyatul masjid, or if the adhan has been called, they sit down and open a Quran. We look at that and we tell ourselves, why am I depriving myself of that blessing? I can also open a Quran and read the Holy Quran, inshallah. This is the attitude we ought to have. But with regards to dunya, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He taught us, don't look at the rich man. Don't look at the man who is more rich than you. This is not my words, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So He said, look at those who are under you. Why? So that you will appreciate the favors of Almighty Allah. So that we will appreciate the favors of Almighty Allah. When we think that we are poor, there's another man who is more poor than us. When we think that we are defective in some way, there is someone else who is more defective than us, my dear respected listeners. And this is how the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that we must think. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very special time that we are going to come upon, my dear respected listeners. And it is within Ashhurul Hajj. It is within Ashhurul Hajj. Those of our brothers and sisters who have already started their pilgrimage, those who have started their journey towards the pilgrimage, and alhamdulillah, it did not only start in Ashhurul Hajj, it started way before the Ashhurul Hajj, whereby they had to save up their money, they had to make a down payment, etc., so that people can book hotels, etc. Alhamdulillah, they are going across to the Holy Land, my dear respected brothers and sisters, to perform a very sacred act known as Hajj. Perform a very sacred act known as Hajj. And each and every single one of us must have that intention on our hearts, inshallah, that we want to make Hajj, inshallah. Never look at the pockets, my dear respected listeners. We make intention and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustain us and provide for us that we can perform this holy Hajj, inshallah. Nevertheless, my dear respected listeners, they have saved their monies and they are going across there. They are going across to the sacred land. We are performing salah in our masjid, mashallah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us about 25 to 27 times. Perform salah in your masjid, inshallah. You will get 25 to 27 times more rewards. Across there, my dear respected listeners, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of hundreds and thousands of rewards performing salah in those masajid. And my dear respected listeners, this is what we will speak about today inshallah, with regards to how we as Muslims can try to get the rewards, as much rewards as possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes available for mankind. But the point that we are making, my dear respected listeners, Ashhurul Hajj is not specified to only those people who were able to save up $30,000 and $40,000 and they have taken a plane and now they are across there. Ashhurul Hajj, alhamdulillah, is also for those people who are within their localities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a lot of reward for you and I, my dear respected listeners. He has put a lot of reward for you and I who were not able to make that journey on this particular year for whatever reason. For whatever reason, be it restriction, be it money, whatever the case, my dear respected listeners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a lot of rewards in our very land that we are living in, alhamdulillah, that we can still gain the pleasure of Allah. The people who are going for Hajj, my dear respected listeners, they are going on the plains of Arafah. They are going on the plains of Arafah to make a lot of dua, to cry upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to answer their duas. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so great that He still puts a special virtue on that day for us, whereby we will be able to fast on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, my dear respected listeners. And inshallah, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions about that, that if a person fasts on the day of Arafah, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only forgive his sins of that year, but inshallah the sins of the next year also. My dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about 10 days that is going to come up upon us. 10 days that inshallah, the Hujjaj, they will be preparing to go to Makkah and they will be preparing to perform their Umrah and then afterwards going to Arafah, going to Muzdalifah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about these 10 days in Surah Al-Fajr, my dear respected listeners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرٍ هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the break of dawn, there are differences of opinion with regards to what does it mean, my dear respected listeners. What is the interpretation by the break of dawn? According to many of the commentators, including Hadha Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Wal-Fajr refers to the break of dawn on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. My dear respected listeners, we are right now in Dhul Qa'dah. Previously was the month of Shawwal, we are in the month of Dhul Qa'dah, and then will be Dhul Hijjah. On the night of Tuesday night, my dear respected listeners, at our present date, Tuesday night we should look for the moon. To look for the moon is a sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is also a sunnah dua to say when we see the moon, inshallah. When we see this moon, a very special time begins. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about in Surah Al-Fajr, my dear respected listeners, according to the commentator, Hadha Abdullah ibn Abbas, Wal-Fajr wa layalin ashr. Wal-Fajr, by the break of dawn. Some of the commentators are of the opinion it refers to every break of dawn, because every break of dawn is a very special virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a very special ni'mah upon mankind, because after darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes light to come in. And if we only had to live in darkness, my dear respected listeners, then many people would die out of stress. Walayalin ashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the 10 nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the 10 nights. We will see, according to the tradition of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about these 10 nights that is going to come. We knew about the odd 10 nights. We knew about the last 10 nights of Ramadan. My dear respected listeners, alhamdulillah, that is past and that has gone. And we knew about the multiple blessings in the month of Ramadan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so great that He wants us to keep on achieving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want mankind to remain at a standstill. He wants mankind to work hard for the akhirat, inshallah. So He says, wa layalin ashr. He continues, wa shaf'i wal watr. And by the odd and by the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continued taking an oath by the odd and by the even. Some of the commentators are of the opinion the odd and the even refers to those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates in pairs. He creates cold and He has also created heat. He has created the heaven and He has also created the Jannah. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. Some of the commentators, my dear respected listeners, they are of the opinion it refers to odd salah and even salah. 3 rakats for Maghrib salah, 2 rakats for the Fajr salah. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by the night that goes by the night when it goes. هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Is it not in these swearings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does? Is it not in the oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is taking? Is it not sufficient for men of understanding to understand something? Is it not an eye-opener? Is it not an eye-opener? And does not mankind ask themselves, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by these things? My dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to let mankind know that if He swears by something, that means He is attaching importance to it. He is attaching importance to it. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attaches importance to these days and these things that He is speaking about, then He also wants us to attach importance to it, my dear respected listeners. He also wants us to attach importance to it. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning these 10 days, my dear respected listeners, which can start on the night of Tuesday night, inshallah, or if we do not see the moon, it will start on the night of Wednesday night. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرَةِ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no days in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherein good deeds is more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. These 10 days that is about to come, my dear respected listeners. The Sahabas were amazed. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know about the month of Ramadan and mashallah, a lot of reward. They also know about a mujahid fi sabilillah. Because especially at the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many of the Sahabas lost their family members by way of jihad. Many of the Sahabas knew that their tashkil was done. Their tashkil was done to go and fight in the path of Allah. And in order that at the time when the Sahabas did not have a lot of money, and some of them had money and some of them had wealth and caravans, etc., the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to them great virtues about going in the path of Allah with regards to jihad. So when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a statement like this, they were amazed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves good deeds in these days more than even jihad. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَلْ جِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Not even jihad fi sabilillah is more virtuous than doing good deeds in these 10 days, my dear respected listeners. The 10 days that is about to come and meet us, inshallah. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. رواه البخاري. Excepting such an individual who goes out in the path of Allah, he spends his wealth, he spends his life, and he goes out in the path of Allah and he returns with nothing. Whatever he remains is only for his heirs and his inheritors, my dear respected listeners. This is a deed which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves very dearly. Accepting that deed, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves all other good deeds in this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves good deeds in this day more than any other good deed, more than any time of the year, my dear respected brothers and sisters. So, my dear respected listeners, we were mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Concerning these 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know that it is only the intelligent people who will actually try their best to fast in these days. Why? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that those people who fast on these days, the 10 days, the 9 days, because we are not allowed to fast on the 10th day, that is Eid al-Adha, inshallah. But from the first until the ninth, from inshallah either Wednesday or on Thursday inshallah, until Eid al-Adha, then those people who fast on those days, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the reward for that is that a person will be recompensed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving one entire year of his sins. And Yawm al-Arafah, the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah, The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not 1 year, but 2 years inshallah. This year and the year that is to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fast on those 9 days, my dear respected listeners. Because after the month of Ramadan, sometimes a person tells himself, then next year Ramadan inshallah, we will meet fasting. Next year inshallah. But my dear respected listeners, this was not the attitude of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes we will think that something is very difficult. When we started, my dear respected listeners, we will realize that inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it so easy. How many construction workers in the hot blazing sun, they had to mix concrete and they were fasting in the month of Ramadan. Yes, of course, they lessened up a bit. And we all try to lessen up our chores, etc. in the month of Ramadan. But the point that we are making is if we have an earnest effort, if we make an earnest effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will meet us halfway. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, my dear respected listeners, about hijr and about using our intelligence. There's another, for us to understand the using of intelligence, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that on the day of judgment, that a man will not be rewarded illa biqadri aqlihi, excepting by the amount of his intelligence. Accepting by the amount of his intelligence. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that people will come with salah, people will come with zakah, people will come with fasting, all different acts of good deeds people will come with. But everyone will be rewarded according to their intelligence, my dear respected listeners. What does it mean? Different people, two people will perform the same salah, possibly in the same masjid, or possibly the same salah of that day. But depending on their intelligence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. The commentators of this tradition mention, my dear respected listeners, some people understand virtue and some people try to get as much more virtue as possible. Yes, alhamdulillah, if a person performs his salah at home, he will get reward and inshallah the obligation will be fulfilled. But if a person decides, look, if I perform this salah in a masjid, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught me about 25 to 27 times more reward, then inshallah I will also get more reward. So that person, because of thinking, he used his intelligence, inshallah he will get more reward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more virtues on the day of judgment, which inshallah will lead to a bigger jannah. And my dear respected listeners, this is what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us upon. We as human beings, we are not just to think, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and just, mashallah, I will perform my 5 times daily salah, and whatever else I am able to do, inshallah, within my capacity, I will do. No, we have to try to outdo one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teaches us this with the Sahabas, and He teaches us this in the Holy Quran. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. O competitors, compete with one another. Compete with one another. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected listeners, He wants to see who will encourage one another. Who will tell the other person, I will give you a call on the break of dawn on the first of the Dhul-Hijjah, inshallah. Or He will tell another person, let's have a little dawat. Invite all those people who are fasting on those days, inshallah. My dear respected listeners, we as Muslims, we have to think, how can we get as much reward as possible from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to give us anything, but it is only out of his mercy. And imagine, as we have mentioned, people are going to get hundreds and thousands of rewards more than us, because alhamdulillah they have made the extra effort. They have made the extra effort to undertake a journey which costs a lot of money. And as we have said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take everyone to perform the hajj inshallah. But because alhamdulillah they have spent their wealth in the path of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them more. They thought about it and they planned for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them more, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Those brothers and sisters inshallah who plan to wake up in the night also, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned about these 10 days that are to come, that those who wake up in the night inshallah, they will get the virtue of Laylatul Qadr. They will get the virtue of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr inshallah in the month of Ramadan has gone. But yet still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to stop there. We in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, we made reservations for i'tikaf. And those who were not able to spend i'tikaf, then alhamdulillah, they came out late night in the masjid. They woke up in their own homes to perform tahajjud salah, to read some extra Quran, read some tasbih. Alhamdulillah, why? Because we understood there. We understood the end of the rewards. We heard of Ramadan, fishes in the ocean making dua. What better than can we have than the animals making dua for us? The fishes making dua for us, mashallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants us to think, my dear respected listeners, and not only for the month of Ramadan, not only for these 10 days, but throughout our entire life. How can we as Muslims be intelligent people? We need to be intelligent concerning our business. We need to be intelligent concerning our children. If we don't use our minds and think what is the best decisions for them, then they go astray. That is our investment. 10 years later, 20 years later, we see our children going down the drain. Why? We did not use our intelligence before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes Muslims to be intelligent people, my dear respected listeners. And this is why he says, "Hal fi qasamul li dhi hijr." Is it not for those people of understanding to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing these things because of its importance? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look, my dear respected listeners, how many Muslims are just going to allow these 10 days to go by? How many Muslims are going to think, then I will be able to make up for it after? How many Muslims are so gullible to think that we have time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that do not think you have time. That is the thinking of shaitan. Think that you don't have time. So as much time that I have to do the ibadat of Allah, the next instance I will do it inshallah. And this is how we have to think, my dear respected listeners. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to put in the back of our minds that we have to be intelligent people. And we have to think inshallah, these 10 days, who knows if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow me to see the next 10 days. I will not be on the plains of Arafah. The least that I can do inshallah is fast on a day of Arafah. The least that I can do, because I cannot be on the plains of Arafah, the least that I can do is fast on the day of Arafah. My dear respected listeners, once again, alhamdulillah, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned about the special virtue of the 10 days that are to come with regards to fasting in the day, with regards to doing ibadat in the night, and also with regards to doing ibadat in the day if we cannot fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my dear respected listeners, whereby inshallah we will be able to work up to these 10 days and make a lot of intentions, make a lot of reservations inshallah, so that when these 10 days come, we will be able to fast inshallah. And if we are not able to fast, then at least increase our ibadat which we have been created for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me the tawfiq inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.